This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. We seem to be in a time when there is very little peace between people, and this contentious cultural atmosphere can easily seep into our everyday lives, into our families and our workplace, even into our churches. So this week I'm talking about the difference between peacemakers and peacekeepers. In Matthew 5:9, we read where Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." It is a blessing to be a peacemaker. There's a special reward for those who make peace, not just keep peace. Peacemakers are proactive, confronting situations of discord to promote peace. Well, if you're supposed to be a peacemaker, how can you make peace? Proverbs 17, verse 9 says, "He who covers an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." So one thing you can do to be a peacemaker is not to spread the bad things you hear or see. Cover up the offense. Don't keep telling everybody else about someone's mistake or bad behavior. In other words, really, just stop gossiping. Proverbs 15, verse 1 tells us that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A peacemaker is a person with gentle words. When someone starts telling you how angry they are at someone else, find those gentle words to turn away their wrath. If you throw in a few harsh words of your own, you add to the conflict. If you know there's a strife between two people, what could you do to bring them together, to let them air their grievances and restore peace in that relationship? You know, don't be afraid to make that effort. Often it just takes one person to make a move, and those petty differences can be resolved. You know, what we need in our world of strife, and there's a lot of it, are many peacemakers, people who are willing to make peace in the many small conflicts that surround our daily lives. Ask God to give you that skill, that kind of servant heart, so that you are a peacemaker in your world. And when you do, Jesus promises that you will be blessed. I want to invite you to join me on Tuesday evenings for our Zoom Bible study. Right now, the topic is defeating discouragement. You can find the information and sign up on our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. I hope you'll join me on Tuesdays and join me again tomorrow.